start the meeting because this is, the time is now 9:05, and we're going to open this regular session of the Brooks County Commissioners Court. We will begin with roll call.
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Vincent Barrios, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Armando Olivares, Precinct Commissioner, Precinct 3. Tony Bacterias, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
And I'm Eric Thomas, Brooks County Judge. Pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Excellent. We start with our public comments.
Good morning, Fire Chief Ruben Ramirez. Just want to say thank you very much for the roof. It's working excellent, especially right now. And I want to thank you for the new budget that you guys gave us. We really appreciate the fire department. And on another note, on Saturday, the 29th at 10 a.m., we'll have a ceremony at the fire department. We're getting a brand-new fire truck, $320,000. Received a grant from Texas A&M for $200,000, and we financed the rest. So it means a lot to the department, and this is for everybody that's here, 10 a.m. at the fire station. We have a nice little ceremony planned. So if you guys can be there.
What date is that?
On the 29th. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
They're very modest, our volunteer fire department. If you saw behind the scenes, you would be totally amazed with what they do and the hours that they have, more than they need, how they respond. There's nothing going on in Brooks, but I may get a call that's saying we're going to help in Clayburg, we're going to help in Port Aransas. It's amazing how much of servants they are to the public, and we appreciate it very much. Any other public comments?
Judge, yes. Just to let the court know, I'll be attending a conference, my last conference in Houston, Texas, October the 8th, all the way to the 14th. I think it's a four-day class, 16 hours.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I should also mention for the record that we have representatives from the auditor's office and the county clerk's office. So agenda item number 2, approve of regular and special commission court meetings for August 6th, August 23rd, two of them, a public hearing on the 23rd, a public hearing on the 28th, and the meeting on September 4th. Questions, comments?
Yes, sir.
We're good? I'll accept the motion.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Vargas. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. We go to agenda item number 3, the bills and claims. Questions, comments? Okay. If there are no questions or comments, I'll accept the motion.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Okay, we're going to do our reports currently, and we're going to do them a little differently. There are only going to be 4 that are said out loud, and the others are in your packet. And if you have questions, you can ask questions regarding the information in the packet, but we're not going to hear everybody come up and give their report. They are in your packet. So we'll start with the treasurer's report. Do we have a treasurer's report today?
Good morning. Okay, so we have August 2018. You should have your papers with you. JP 1, $29,796.30. JP 2, $177,869.75. JP 3, $113,860.96. JP 4, $16,962.90. County clerk, $15,664.70. District clerk, $6,910.70. Tax assessor and collector, $48,749.70, for a total of $409,815.01. The distribution of monies as follows. The general fund received $230,421.67. The road and bridge, $11,465.61. The certificate of obligation interest and sinking, $2,517.06. Series 2011, $381.75. State fees, $143,934.36. The record preservation, $1,278. Courthouse security fund, $5,457.64. Code and traffic, $3,743.10. Law library, $315. Justice Core Technology, $5,345.78. Delinquent fees, $4,930.04. Appellate judicial, $25. Once again, it totals up to $409,815.01. Other monies received. State fees transfer, $28,831.15. GEO County share, $29,433.40. Our health use sales tax, $29,603.08. The end in balance for August 2008 is still pending. We haven't finished reconciling. If we go down to the certificates of deposit, we have one under the health use sales tax fund, the amount of $130,680.68. And then we have four more under the general fund, one in the amount of $250,863.93. A second one in the amount of $250,863.93. A third one in the amount of $250,863.93. And a fourth one in the amount of $501,727.85. Total fund in CDs is $1,254,319.64. Under the road and bridge, we have two CDs, one in the amount of $351,209.49, a second one in the amount of $150,444.16, for a total of $501,653.65. And that completes the report.
No, sir.
Thank you.
We'll go to the next one, which is our auditor's report.
All right, y'all should have that in front of you. Just wanted to also at this time give an accolade to the JPs. They had their highest collections for a long, long time. I think this is the highest ever. So JPs did an outstanding job. Revenue, we had health new sales tax, $29,603.08. You can see the corresponding months to see the relation of what those other numbers are. We had new employees, Lorenzo Gutierrez, hired on 8-1 at the county extension. Judge Eric Ramos was reappointed judge on 8-6. Judge Imelda Breda was suspended on 8-1. Victorino Cantu, county extension, resigned on 8-3. Cristobal Herrera, a landfill, terminated on 8-24. And then Felix Adan, Roden Bridge, resigned on 8-15. That's all.
Questions, comments? Let's move on. I'm sorry, I promised you I wouldn't do this, but next time I'll fix it. We got to hear from you today. Road and Bridge will go with the other reports after today.
Well, there's nothing out of the ordinary. It's the same thing, month in, month out. Any questions? You want me to read it all?
No. Any questions on this stuff? Has everyone got a chance to read it? Nugent, have you read this already?
Yes. The only question I have for the county foreman, one of your employees resigned.
Yes.
Are you going to fill that position, or?
Already did.
You already did?
Moved up the part-timer that we had.
Okay.
Mr. Sines.
So this would be the last one you're going to hire, because I know you told us that you were going to hire no one at all.
No, we left that position open.
Okay.
We left the other position open. That was a, no, actually, there was one position we got rid of, and the other one we didn't.
So the individual that you hired is going to be?
That's it.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless, was there monies in there for part-time for next year? Yeah.
Now, and his base salary is going to be $23,000 and some, what I read, because that's what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, that's the starting pay.
Felix was making $23,600 and some.
No, I think.
No?
Was
it? I know it's $23,000.
But if it's that's the base, I thought it was 21 something.
No, sir.
Okay.
23.
It was the base pay.
So the base pay is $23,000?
Yes, sir.
It's not 21.
I'm not. Yeah. It's 21? Okay. Yeah, it's 21. Like
I'm glad I'm bringing this up, because I saw Felix is making $23,000 and some.
Yeah, no. It's a, he's getting, when we moved over, part-time, he's getting the base salary.
Okay.
21.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Right.
You won't be replacing the part-timer?
Not
that,
so.
That moved up.
After the budget.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
No, sir.
No.
Thank you, sir. And our last one, which one? Who am I missing? Tax assessor collector. Chief Deputy, monthly report.
Good morning. I'm going to start off with the motor vehicle report. This is going to be for July 2018. We weren't able to do it on the prior meeting. So for a motor vehicle, we do have our Monday registration totaling at $16,468.61. A breakdown of that going to the general fund is $1,171.50. And then we have our road and bridge, which is $14,739.11. And then we do have our child safety fund fee. I believe that fund goes with the juvenile probation department, if I'm not mistaken. And then the titles for the week, that does go into our general fund, which for the month of July, we did have $265. For a total county remittance of $16,733.61. Our August report is not available. We did have some issues with it, so I will be doing that on our next meeting. Any questions on that report?
No.
Okay, next we have our tax report, and this is for the month of August 2018. And our total county road and bridge ad valorem tax is $44,445.35. Our farm to market is $4,304.35. Our attorney fees for the county is $9,226.13. We add interest in the amount of $25.58 for a total county remittance of $48,749.70. Any questions on that report? Okay, next report is our TC-168, which is our collection report for each year. And for 2017, we are at a collection percentage of 93.36, with a balance of $254,625.37. Any questions on that one?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. We're good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Questions and comments on either of these four or any of the others in the packet?
No, Judge.
You also, by the way, on your table had the AgriLife Extension Office report and the Treasurer's report. If there are no questions, I'll entertain a motion.
Aye.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Okay, because of the weather, let's talk about, we're going to move a couple of agenda items to let the out-of-town folks make sure they're on the road and home safely. So we'll go with We'll start with the insurance. That's agenda item, not the insurance, I keep on calling it insurance. The EMS, is that agenda item number six, seven? Discuss and approve awarding a bid for EMS ambulance services. We did receive five, as you, if you were here at the last meeting, we received five bids, all meeting the requirements of the RFP. The committee met for a good 3 hours or two to three hours last week and discussed it. And I believe the recommendation came in for Allegiance Services. They have agreed to meet the low bid. If you remember, we had AirMed, which bid $228,000.
$200 what, Judge?
$28,000.
It wasn't $221,000?
No.
No?
$222,000?
It was $28,000 worth of savings. Yeah.
Yeah.
$222,000.
After going through the bids and deciding on Allegiance, we negotiated with Allegiance. They're going to meet that bid of $222,000, and they have agreed to a 1 year contract with 2 year extension possibility. As with some specific language involved that we'll talk to the county attorneys for. This has been a long, long saga for Brooks County. We've been without a contract for I think a year or so, and cannot express our appreciation enough to AirMed, who have continued on a monthly basis to serve us. They have served us well, and we appreciate all their business and their efforts, but the committee has decided to recommend Allegiance Health Services. Are there any questions, comments?
Yes, I'd like to know how many units are going to be in file. Can I ask one of the committee? I guess I can ask Ruben, or you know the answer, Judge, on reference to how many ambulances are going to be here in Brooks County. What's the backup? Can you stand up, sir, and go sure. to the podium and
explain? I believe, and you correct me if you want, you can come up here in case I'm wrong, but they're going to have, the RFP asked for two units in the county, okay. 24-7.
Okay.
That's the case. They did agree to meet that. You want to come
okay.
up?
Okay. Would you mind stepping to the podium and explain to us?
Hello there. Our proposal was to have the two vehicles. There was an option for, I believe, a third vehicle at peak times if that was desired, but it doesn't look like that was the one that was chosen. So we would have the two vehicles that are dedicated 24/7. We also would have a third vehicle that would be a backup in case there was a vehicle failure or something and they need to go into it. We were also budgeting in our personal budget for a chase or response medic that would be employed with the area on a basically on like a per diem or on call part-time level that would be able to also respond in the area.
Now the 911 calls are going to go direct to the sheriff department or they're going to go to your station. Can you explain to us, because that was a problem that we're having with AirMed, so it's not going to be the same problem with you guys?
I'm not specifically aware of the issues that you're having with AirMed. The way that we routinely like to do it, and it is up for you know, discussion if you want to do it a different way, but we would have your PD or whoever would have the incoming calls, dispatch our unit. From there, we have the option to then have them remain on the line. It will roll over to our EMD 911 center where your dispatchers can be on the line, help direct if there's still directions or things that need to go on, but we will then also do the EMDing of the call and give 911 instruction while the units are en route.
Okay.
If you prefer to have it just automatically roll into our dispatch center, we can do that also.
No, it's up
to you though.
No, just keep it the way the committee advised you guys to do it. You know, every call needs to go through the Brooks County. Okay, don't start doing anything different, just go ahead and do what they assign you guys to do. Whatever the contract reads, just go by that.
And we actually prefer it that way, it's a lot easier to make sure that the vehicles are going quickly. We can also set up for, you to have access to our GPS system, so you can see where your dedicated units are at all times.
Okay.
Just so you know, Commissioner, that was part of the RFP, the requirement that we control the call.
Yes, sir, that's all I want.
Everyone met that.
For us to control, not them.
Okay. Everyone met that requirement.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Questions, comments? Thank you, Stephanie. Okay. Hearing none, I'll accept the motion. Motion to approve the Allegiance Health Services for our ambulance services, all in favor?
When's the beginning day for them, Judge?
I believe we had October 18th.
The 18th?
Day one. Yeah, he's just asking a question.
18 of what?
October.
Okay.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Vargas, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. I know that was difficult for Commissioner Garza, she has the personal experience for AirMed, and she wanted to make sure they knew that she appreciates them very, very much. Let's go to now agenda item number, is it, I'm sorry, I don't have my individual itemized one. It's dealing with the auditor. Is it number 16 or 17? Thank you. Yeah, that's the wrong one. Here we go, it's number 15. Agenda item number 15, discuss, consider, and approve hiring Raul Hernandez and Company, PC, to conduct the Brooks County annual audit for fiscal year ended September 30th, 2018. Mr. Hernandez.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning, sir.
The audit will cover the fiscal year ending September 30, 2018. Certainly, you recognize my face. We've been here many years. And over the many years, I'd like to stress that the audit fee has never, ever gone up. And it also has included the juvenile probation. Now, what's new this year would cover what we call accounting pronouncements, which would be the GASB 68 and the GASB 72, as well as in the past, the GASB 34, and we also provide assistance to the county auditor in preparing what we call the management discussion and analysis. That being said, the audit engagement has not changed from last year except for the dates. What we did this year is we, per the auditor's request, we brought in the separate costs to prepare and assist with this management discussion analysis, as well as a new accounting pronouncements. Otherwise, there is no change to your cost. Questions?
How much was the difference?
$6,600. It's always been that.
Okay. That's the difference, or that's the total?
That is, no.
His salary is $28,000.
It's always been $28,000.
Yes,
and the $6,600 has been what we call technical assistance. So it's going to be $34,600. This is per the auditor's request to include that as a total amount. So again, in total, there is no increase from previous years. It never has been.
Except for the new duties.
I'm sorry?
Except for these new duties or these new...
No, they've always been a technical assistance to the county auditor. So it's all inclusive now.
We paid $34,600 last year.
In total. It's always been like that. Okay. But again, this includes juvenile probation.
Questions, comments?
No, sir.
Nope. I'll accept the motion. Right here. Motion by Commissioner Vargas. Second?
Right here.
Second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. We go to agenda item number 16. Discuss, consider, and approve hiring Raul Hernandez and Company, PC, to conduct the Brooks County Sheriff Forfeiture Fund audit for fiscal year ending September 30th, 2018. Mr. Hernandez.
Thank you, Judge. Again, this audit has a short, small window to complete per the Attorney General's office. It's for the fiscal year September 30, 2018. This covers only the state forfeiture funds. There is a special form that needs to be prepared and submitted online. We will do that as well. We only have 60 days to complete this by law. There are no extensions. In the past, we've never had any issues with filing the report on time. We don't anticipate any issues this year. The cost, as it was in the last year, will be, I believe it's $10,300.
And that's the same as last year, you said?
That is correct.
Questions, comments?
This is fund number 59, August?
Chapter 59.
That's it. Thank you, sir.
I'll accept the motion. Motion by Commissioner Vargas, second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Now, can you tell me again, when you will you report these two conclusion of the findings?
The Chapter 59 is due within 2 months after the fiscal year, so sometime in November. Towards the end, we'll submit that. And that's an online submission. Generally, what we normally do is do an on-file online submission, and we always copy the county auditor, and we'll copy the county judge's office as well. There really is no presentation unless you want me to come and present that.
No, we're good.
As long as it's filed by the on time to the Attorney General's office, we'll get a confirmation.
And
the other
about-
one, we've promised that it will not go past the required 6 months, which will be in March. Just depends on timing. I know you have a good qualified staff, so we'll work to try to get this done sooner, but it won't go past the required 6 months. By law, it must be filed within 6 months after the fiscal year end, which will be March.
Okay. And that is reported to us, or you just said
that? That will be reported in person, correct.
Great. Thank you very much, sir.
Before I leave, may I get your signatures out where I can be in my way?
Oh, you're just showing me. Great. I signed this one as well. Anywhere? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. So we go back to regular order. Agenda item number 5, discuss and approve the regular commissioner's court time and date for 2018-2019 year. Just wanting your opinion, are we going to keep with Tuesdays at 9, or does anybody want to change?
Judge, there's a way that we can change the time of the commissioner's court meeting, because I'm always getting complaints that the public can come in the mornings to see what's going on within the court. Can we change to 6 o'clock in the evening, like the other meetings, or you have to get with TAC and we can do that?
No, I think as long as we make this declaration, will notify TAC of our change. We just have to identify a regular place and time.
I want the public to get more involved with the commissioner's court meeting as the way they get involved with the city and the school district. I know that we always have it in the mornings, but I'd rather change the time now to 6 in the evening. If
on
it's possible with approval of the court.
On Tuesday?
To Mondays.
It's too late.
Yeah, 3:30.
Earlier, our employees are here, and they're going to have to come back at 6 o'clock.
I mean, we're here for the public. But is y'all's choice? I know I've got 3 more months to go, but I think we should listen to our constituents, because they're the ones that pay our salaries for us to be here. See, I'm just... to see if the court feels that 6 o'clock is okay, or else give us time. If y'all want to go at 2 o'clock, it's fine with me.
Commissioner...
Can it be like, do they all have to be at 6 p.m.? Can, like...
Right, yes, the regular meetings, sir.
Just a stated time, so, yes.
Well, I tried.
We can convene and then meet later, or for special meetings, we can pick a time.
Yeah, we can do the special meetings later, you know, we don't have to.
Judge, what would you recommend? I mean, I know that you just came in to office, but give me your idea, your input on this.
Oh, I'm good with six, I'm okay with six. I would have questions about overtime pay.
Overtime pay.
So, we that would be my concern, but absolutely, we want to include the public.
Yeah.
As much as possible.
Sure.
How about a compromise? Can we meet at 2:00 or 3:00, 3:30?
1:30, 2:30?
That'd be good.
Yeah.
A little better.
A little better, we won't run into comp time.
I'm a team player, whatever y'all guys want to do.
Okay. So what time am I hearing, 2:30?
2:30.
Beautiful.
3:00?
3:00.
Let's make it 3:00.
3:00. Okay, I'll accept the motion.
Now, hold on.
Okay.
It's going to be on Tuesdays or on Mondays?
On Tuesdays, so we have time to prepare.
Okay, all right.
Tuesdays are good for me, Mondays are fine.
Monday, oh.
Tuesdays?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll need a motion.
What do you, at 3:00?
3:00.
If that's your motion, take your motion, Mr. Olivares. Commissioner Olivares?
Yes, sir.
Super.
Tuesdays at 3:00.
Commissioner Olivares moves that we meet Tuesdays at 3:00. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gatsa, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Hold on, Judge.
Yes, sir.
Second Tuesday, right?
Thank you, David.
Second Tuesday.
Second Tuesday of every...
Thank you for that.
Okay, so we're good with that, or do we need to revote on that? Or is everyone good with the second Tuesday? Good, okay. So, I think we took a vote, did we take a vote? Yeah.
No.
We did not? Okay, there is a motion and a second to approve our new time at 3:00 p.m. on the second Tuesdays of every month. Is there a second?
My judge.
Second by Commissioner Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Olivares and Gatsa.
First time.
Okay, so I've already done the second. Great, thank you. So then, motion by Olivares, second by Gatsa, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Agenda item number six, discuss and approve adding November 12th, 2018, full day to the 2018 holiday schedule in observance of Veterans Day. We do not have that currently on our holiday schedule. I personally believe, although we'll still be doing activities for them, that we should honor our veterans by taking a holiday. I will accept anything that you all would like. Is there discussion, comments?
No, sir.
Nope. Any, I'll entertain a motion then?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares, second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gatsa, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We have done seven. There's been a request to move eight in the back with the tax rate, so we'll take care of eight in a little bit. Agenda item number nine, discuss and approve the transferring of Brooks County attendance record and payroll authorization to the Brooks County Judge's Office for the following departments: maintenance, indigent health coordinator, library clerk, landfill supervisor, county foreman, election administrator, and chief juvenile probation officer. That's just, I think, moving, changing our organizational structure so that it goes back to 4 or 5 years ago, to where everyone who's appointed by the commissioner's court falls under the county judge. Are there any questions or comments?
Okay, Judge, so you're going to be responsible for all these names that you read, right?
Positions, yes, sir.
Yes, sir, the positions. Okay. Now, you're going to be signing their time sheets and all that, right?
That's correct.
And you're going to follow up on their schedule if they're at work or they're wandering off, or you're going to check on that as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is one of the reasons I asked for it. I would call an office and find out that they were on vacation or they had taken the day off, and I had no idea. So I'm just trying to get a little more control and understanding of what's going on.
I understand, sir.
But absolutely, everything from their time sheets to when they're off to approval of travel for training, that sort. Again, we're just talking supervisors. Everyone under them will report to
them. Yes, sir. Okay.
And it does not include those who are under the elected officials, such as the treasurer's office or the JP's office.
Right. Okay.
You're not here. Do we need to include you? Yeah, you have always been. But you're actually with... Okay, so we'll just add your name to a position, excuse me. Super. Okay. So do we have a motion?
Motion here.
By Commissioner Gadsden, second?
Right here.
By Commissioner Martinez, all in favor?
This will be take up at when?
Immediately.
Immediately.
Like at 9:46. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Approve and discuss and approve the 2019 sheriff and constable fees. Those are listed here for you. Again, they are fees determined by the state. So we just need to formally approve them. We really don't have much of an option with them. Comments, questions?
None.
I'll accept the motion.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares, second. Excuse me? Yes, ma'am. To approve the list. Yes. That's correct.
Excuse me, Judge. Have they gone up?
Questions, comments?
No, sir.
Okay. I'll accept the motion.
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gadsden. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. I don't know if I brought my copy. Agenda item number 11 is discuss and approve the J.M. Alanis Fairgrounds contract. Celia? We got that at our September 4th meeting, and I don't know if anybody had recommendations for change.
I brought copies just in case. Okay. Maybe it would trigger something, but I just have a few questions to ask.
Okay.
Before you, do you want a copy or?
I could use a copy. Thank you.
The reason we were bringing this back to the Commissioner's Court is simply because the one that we had prior was kind of still not filling the needs of the community. And what we see is that we have a fairgrounds out there and it's not being utilized as it should. We should use it as a business and try to keep it as a business. And I know that I've been here, over 20 years, and We've always had the facilities and making sure that it was booked or whatever the case may be. But then this last few years, we've had to come in and say 45 days prior to the event. And it was getting to the point where people were coming in and they said, well, we don't have 45 days. We want to use the facilities in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever the case may be. Some people were asking 7 days prior. So I kind of tried to accommodate the public, try to accommodate the court, try to accommodate, you know, the auditor's office, pretty much, you know, where monies are going, the treasurer's office, things like that. So instead of 2 pages, it went to 5 pages. So, but like I said, it's a little bit more, it might be a little bit more complex, but it has everything that we need. So, and I know that I've been here prior, you know, requesting the facilities for certain agencies or certain individuals, and they always forget to lift the alcohol ban, and that's in here as well. And then it's going to have pretty much check boxes where they're, you know, whatever part of the facilities they're going to be using or utilizing. I did meet with August a few weeks, maybe a month ago or so, and we talked about prices. We talked about what it costs to run the electricity. So we kind of, you know, averaged that out, and we added that in there. So if those fairgrounds, the rodeo arena, if those lights go on at any one point, the individual will be charged $200 per day because it does cost approximately $200 to run the actual rodeo arena lights. And then the different types of events we're looking at is, for example, concerts, fiestas, calf roping, bull riding. We used to have bull riding equipment out there. What happened to it? I have no idea. But like I said, we wanted to start using this as a business, and if we can start generating some funds, start, you know, fixing up the arena so that people can start coming in from the surrounding areas. It also has the estimated individuals attending the event, the utilities, what they're going to be using, the announcer booth, arena, and I know that Road and Bridge, they've assisted us in the past as far as tilling the soil and so on and so forth. First aid plan. A lot of times we use the facilities and individuals think, well, the county is responsible. Well, no, the county is not responsible. If they're using the facilities, they need to have some type of a plan in place. I know that when our 4-H groups use the facilities for the fiestas at Ponte Campo, for whatever fiesta we've done in the past, we've always made sure that we have law enforcement. We've always made sure we have first aid, a response team there, first responders, the fire department. We usually have pretty much our T's crossed and our I's dotted. So we need to make sure that the public is also doing the same thing when they're using the facilities. There's a in red bold where the fairgrounds will not be utilized at a certain time frame, simply because that's when our Brooks County Fair is being held. And that's usually the last week in February, the first week in March. And 2-3 weeks prior to that, no one's allowed to use the facilities simply because they're getting ready for the actual county fair. So just to give them the courtesy not to book it for anyone, we're kind of just going to leave that blank or open so that nobody else can utilize it. I am requesting 14 days in advance at least, and if they choose not to use the event or the facilities, then they have a 72-hour cancellation. I did look around. I kind of like looked around to see what some of the other counties were doing as far as, you know, rodeo arenas and things like that. So I kind of pulled some things from them and pretty much what we had in ours as well. We always have issues with deposits, you know, people cleaning up after themselves, things like that. They pay a deposit and they expect their deposit back. But like I said, we have to have a walkthrough before and a walkthrough after to make sure they're going to get their deposit back. The Vaqueros of South Texas utilized it in July, and they were very sweet about the whole thing. They had to postpone their event from July 4th to July 21st. Their deposit was carried over. They cleaned up after the arena and everything. They left it clean, so they were able to get their deposit back. So those are some of the – that's what the actual contract is. I don't know if you guys looked at it or kind of skimmed through it, but that's what that is. But as far as questions that I might have for you guys, court?
Celia.
Yes, sir.
Number 8, where it says alcohol restrictions, I know that they can take wine and beer, but on the beer – I guess you forgot to put only cans.
Right. No glass will be allowed on the fairgrounds.
Right, but it doesn't say that here. But I know that liquor is prohibited, but
right.
It just says wine and beer.
The one above it.
Okay. No glass containers are allowed, number 7. And then number 8 is alcohol restrictions. The only types of alcohol that may be consumed on the fairgrounds are wine
and beer, and when I'm talking about wine, it's like wine coolers, things like that.
Okay.
Because when we have events or fiestas, the license will only allow for beer and...
No, and the wine, it comes in a bottle, right?
No, it comes in cans.
In cans, okay.
Yes, everything has to be switched up.
Okay.
And when we have the festivals or fiestas, we always talk to the beer vendors, and they need to make sure that there is no glasses allowed. Or Yetis. It's a joke. Okay, and then, like I said, pretty much that's what I have here. And like I said, my question to you guys would be, if you guys leave the, or if the court decides to leave the contract left at our office, we take care of the booking, we take care of the calendar events, things like that, and then everything submitted to the treasurer's office. There's a line item, I believe it was Fund 89, County Fund 89, where it gets dropped off, and then Ms. Erica will take care of the paperwork and whatnot. So, and then there was also a section in there that said general liability. One of the things I've been told in the past is that they don't need liability, but I've also had individuals purchase their own liability. And that's one of the things that I came across in several of the contracts that I came across throughout the state. But what are we going to do about the general liability requirements? And I would ask August, or maybe the court might know what to do with that one.
Whether we require that they get liability?
Well, I've been told that the county holds the liability for any event. But we've also had it in the past where individuals who use the arena, they've purchased insurance for the usage of the arena. So I'm kind of like confused there as far as...
I'm not sure what our insurance...
Or do we not need it?
Do you know, Mr. Pacioli, what our insurance would cover?
If it's...
I believe our insurance would cover it, but I would recommend that they get insurance, because then their insurance will be the first primary insurance, and ours will be the secondary. Because if they don't have insurance, ours is primary. So why should we have to insure their private event?
Mm-hmm. It's
true. You're right.
Okay, I'll go ahead and add that to the contract. Yep. And then any
the court
changes?
Is okay with that, adding the requirement?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay, and I just want to make clear, I think that the contract, yeah, hold on, I'll be with you in a minute. The contract is nice and comprehensive. Does anybody have any corrections or anything on the contract?
No, just that.
No, it's
the,
very detailed. It's good.
Okay. Insurance.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. So we're going to add the insurance. Okay, and please understand that as I came in, I understood that we would come to the court all the time. But what she's proposing, and which I certainly support, is that they will take care of the calendar once this contract is approved. And they'll do all of that. They will not necessarily be coming to Commissioner's Court every
just to report once a month as far as whatever revenues
what
coming in and activities and things like that. And I think what Mr. Sainz is going to talk about is that there's a few entities that would be able to utilize the rodeo arena or the facilities, and that would be your Brooks County 4-H program, your FFA organization, and then RBCFA, and they would pretty much waive the fees as far as that's concerned, the city and the county. And then anybody else, like, for example, the Vaqueros of South Texas or anybody else that would utilize the fairgrounds, when people come through as far as the caravans that go to Houston, San Antonio, they would have they might not have to pay the whole fee, but there would be a fee there for them because they are utilizing the fairgrounds.
So I don't remember reading about the exemptions in here for the kids. I'm good with it. We just need to add it in here if it's not here.
I thought I did. Missing. Okay, number 14, organizations that will be exempt from paying fees are as follow.
Okay.
The Brooks County 4-H program, because it falls under the Brooks County. FFA Falcones chapter, simply because we work with our Brooks County Independent School District. And then the Brooks County Fair Association, and then the City of Falcones, for example, if they wanted to use it for the 4th of July or anything else like that, and then the Brooks County, whenever they needed to use it. One of the things that I've noticed as far as, you know, been an extension
And as long as I've been here, that we've had different organizations utilizing the fairgrounds that are, you know, they're trying to do something for the community, and I think we need to keep it as such. Just to bring, you know, people to Falcurrias. You know, we need to let people know that, hey, Falcurrias is good people. Falcurrias is an awesome place to come and visit and have events, and we have the venue for it. We just need to spruce it up and make it look, you know, awesome. And we do have a stage there for bands and stuff like that. And I know that myself and Mr. Sines, being part of the Brooks County 4-H program, we're always doing fundraisers, and we've done the Fiesta de Pan de Campo twice. We had the Hearts Delight Festival, and then we've also had the bikers come in. We've also had, you know, different types of events, car shows. We utilize the venues, but we would like to see other people come in and utilize the venues as well, because we do have a really nice place out there and plenty of parking.
Thank you. I was going to ask you, so all the funds that go through you all, do they stay with you all, or they go to the general fund?
It goes to the Fund 89.
Oh, okay. All right. What's the name of that fund? 89? Okay.
And that way, if there's any additional, I'm hoping that we would be able to utilize those funds. So if, in case we need to repair, you know, such buildings like the show barn, we could utilize those funds. But like I said, I think we need to utilize the fairgrounds as a business.
Yes.
And then pretty much we can start bringing in some revenue as well.
I agree with you.
So. Super.
Thank you so much. Thank you, ma'am. If there are no further questions or comments.
No, sir.
I'll accept the motion.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares to approve the contract as presented. Is there a second? Okay.
That's correct.
As presented and with the correction of the insurance, the requirement of the insurance. Okay. So we have a motion. Is there a second? Do we have a second?
Mayor Judge.
Commissioner Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item number 12, discuss and approve 2019 Texas Department of Transportation grant for routine airport maintenance program. You have the contract here or the grant. Mr. Petrolli, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't. It's just a routine, the ramp grant that we get from the airport.
And our match is 60?
50, 50, 50.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we spend $100,000, we get $50,000 back.
Sure. Motion by Commissioner Vargas. Is there a second?
Ready, Judge.
Second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion to approve the ramp grant is approved unanimously. Item number 13, discuss and approve line item transfer of $2,726.55 from 012-5-0456-8107 part-time to 012-5-0456-5000 office supplies in the amount of $1,500 and to 012-5-0456-8105 secretary in the amount of $1,226.55, submitted by Justice of the Peace Morales. Questions, comments?
No, sir.
Okay. I'll accept the motion.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Is there a second?
Right here.
Second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item number 14, discuss and approve line item transfer of $30,600 from 013-5-0000-5827, road construction improved to 013-5-0000-5820, equipment and vehicle repairs in the amount of $20,000 to 013-5-0000-5720, utilities, water in the amount of $100, and to 013-5-0000-5105, gas and oil expense in the amount of $10,500, submitted by Road and Bridge. Questions, comments?
No.
No?
No, sir.
I'll accept the motion.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Gatsa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. So we've done 15 and 16, and we go to 17. Discuss, consider, and approve right-of-way and easement agreement between Brooks County and New Star Logistics LP. We talked about this in our September 4th special meeting, and I don't know if our county attorney has contacted you.
No, Judge, I don't believe we've heard from the attorney.
Okay. Okay, we did have some questions. Until the county attorney contacts you, I'm not sure we're ready to vote on this, but we will call a special meeting as soon as he contacts you, because I know you're on a timeline that you want to meet very quickly. Did we have any questions for, this is for the right-of-way and easement that we talked about in closed session?
Our last discussion, we wanted the county judge to follow up with them, and then we will take action on this line.
That's what's happening now.
Yes.
And so the county attorney needs to contact them.
Right.
And he hasn't yet.
That's right.
But we did have a couple of questions. Did we answer those questions? Did we get those at the last time? Like, what was the total square mileage? Is that what?
Yes. Was it 180 some? I know that Commissioner Garza had a question on the route that you guys are taking, or the land that you guys are going to go and dig for that pipe to go in there.
It's a 30-foot wide permanent easement, 40-foot temporary construction easement. It's approximately 3,900 linear feet. So did you have a question on the total affected acres? Or?
Yes, that's what she wanted to know. See,
so it's 3,903.
It's going to be 10 feet, not 30 feet.
So it's 30 feet.
That might have been my mistake. I said 10.
It's going to be approximately 2.68 acres.
How many, sir?
2.688.
Okay.
Did we have any other comments, questions?
That's for the permanent easement.
Okay. So as soon as the county attorney gets a hold of you, he'll let us know, and then we will come back for a special meeting just to approve this, okay, or to discuss it.
We've talked with them, but not about the easement itself, so we're familiar with David. So we'll, Mr. Garcia, is that
yes.
Right?
Yes.
We'll talk with him. We'll contact him ourselves.
Good. And he'll be in town today. He's in the
office. Red line, or, you know, tell us what his concerns are, and we'll get him fixed.
Okay. Yep. Super. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'll accept the motion to table this item.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Gatsa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We go back to agenda item number 8.
8?
Is it 8? Yes. Discuss and approve an order adopting the Brooks County budget for fiscal year 2018 and 2019. You have the budget in front of you?
Yes.
Right? We voted on the budget before. This where I need, it's with the tax that I read the other document, right? It's with the next agenda item that I read the, right? Okay, so questions, comments on agenda item number 8.
Yes, Judge, I have a question. Before we approve or adopt the budget for 2018, 2019, did you get with the DPS reference what was going to happen to their office, to the license and weight and the HP?
I have not gotten with Sergeant Smith.
I know I see him here, and yeah. I was just wondering if you got with them, because
if they could,
yeah.
If you could stay behind Sergeant Smith, yeah. So we can talk after this meeting.
Okay, all right. We need to inform them what's going on.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right.
Any other questions, comments? Okay. So let's read the resolution. Whereas a budget to cover all proposed expenditures of the county government for 2018-29 fiscal year has been prepared. And whereas a copy of the proposed budget has been properly filled with the clerk of Brooks County, Texas, and has been available for
for public inspection, and whereas the Commissioners Court of Brooks County, Texas made all our changes in the prepared budget that it is considered warranted by law and required in the interest of the taxpayers and have adopted a budget for fiscal year 2018-2019. Therefore, be it ordered by the Brooks County Commissioners Court that the 2018-2019 budget be adopted. I'll accept the motion to approve the resolution.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. So we go to agenda item number 18. Discuss, consider, and approve an order adopting the tax rates for fiscal year 2018-2019. Yeah. This is the order. No, this is the tax. I mean, this is the budget. Is this what you're talking about? The little sheet.
So we're here to run it.
You want to come show me? Is this it? Oh, here it is. Yeah. No, no, no. It is hereby ordered by the Commissioners Court of Brooks County, Texas, that the following 2018 taxes be levied and collected on all properties situated in Brooks County, Texas, not exempt by laws in the state of Texas. The tax rate will raise more taxes for maintenance and operations than last year's tax rate. The tax rate will effectively be raised by 6.69%. and will raise taxes for the maintenance and operations on a $100,000 home by approximately $1.49. Maintenance and operations rate is 0.606505, interest and sinking fund 0.119000, farm to market flood control 0.085000, special road and bridge 0.130000, and the total tax rate is 94 cents 0505. It is further ordered by the Commissioners Court of Brooks County, Texas, that discounts and split payments will be allowed for the 2018 tax year. The court further ordered that an exemption of $8,100 be granted for any taxpayer of age 65 years or over. The Brooks County Commissioners Court ordered the above mentioned this the 11th day of September 2018. Questions, comments?
No, sir.
No? Okay. So now I'm going to move that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of a tax rate of 940505, which is effectively a 6.56% increase in the tax rate. Questions, comments? I'll accept the motion.
Judge.
Yes.
Before we accept the motion, I just like to say some few words. I want to commend the commissioners and you, Judge, for this budget in August, and the staff, all the elected officials that step up to the plate. This budget was a good budget. I'm so happy that things got done. It's not like back then it was a circus, but now we're getting something done. So I just want to commend you, County Judge, and the commissioners, and all the staff that step up to the plate. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. And the staff has been great in working and understanding the needs of budget concerns. So we appreciate everyone. I didn't recognize Bobby. I'm sorry earlier. We'll talk afterwards. Thank you. I'm sorry. Here we go. Discuss item number 819. Discuss, consider, and approve.
Motion, Judge.
Motion.
Right here.
I made the motion, right? I moved. I read that. So I just need a second.
Right here.
Second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. So now we go to 19. Discuss, consider, and approve possibly amending the Brooks County Personnel Policy Manual. C3 Brooks County Buildings and Keys, page 19. What we're talking about here specifically is the use of county buildings. I know the Commissioner's Court has tackled this before, but we're hoping that, I'm hoping that the commissioners will see it beneficial to allow us to use our county buildings when the public needs them. One such case, for instance, is with the GED program using the public library. I think that would be beneficial to the county. We should offer those sorts of services. It only benefits the county in the end when they get their GED and become productive working citizens of the county. We see the benefits of that. So in addition to just the idea of being a service to our citizens, they pay for this library. So I'd like us to look at possibly changing the policy to allow outside entities to use our buildings at the discretion of the county judge's office. And that's what I'd like to see. Are there any questions or concerns?
So, Judge, so...
Really, I'm talking about the... I'm sorry, hold on. I'm talking about the library here.
Yeah, the key. So you're going to be responsible for that building?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We'll work it to where they can use the building when they need to. It's just ideal for them, right? They need the computers, and they're working in a building now that doesn't have the computers. So again, I think it'd be beneficial for the county as a whole, and have a nice partnership with Los Misterios. Questions, comments?
No, sir.
I'll accept the motion. Motion by Commissioner Vargas. Second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gatza. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Super. Thank you very much. The motion passes unanimously. Item number 20, discussion on completion of roof work done at the Falfurrias Fire Department. This was submitted by me. As you know, we accepted the bids to fix the roof at the fire department, and that work was done. While the work was being done, it was realized that the scope of the work did not include as much as we would like it to include, and the individual that was working on it was available to continue working on it. So I did call the commissioners and ask if we could move forward with it, and got some approval for that. However, we did want to bring it back to the court to discuss it and make sure we understand what happened. I'm going to ask Mr. Petrolli to explain the secondary work.
Just like the judge said, that work was completed on the first bid. Saw that the flat roof on the fire department needed to get done. That's where all the major rain was coming in, possibly ruining their expensive equipment. So the judge called. The judge says we have these guys here. Judge called the commissioners and said we need to get it done. The price that the guy wanted to do it for was $10,500. They did the work. It took. My God, it took like a couple of weeks. I don't know what was on there, some type of something, whatever. It was crazy. So the work is done. Went up there, looked at it. The chief called me or texted me the other day, said that it is not leaking. So the work they did was good. There's a warranty on there, a year warranty against defects. So that's about the logistics of it. So the judge called the commissioners, and they said it was okay, so we went forward.
Guys. The first stage of the roof, I know that we paid $9,000, or it was $8,000 that plus $1,000?
No, the bid was $9,000.
Okay.
So we had gotten money from TAC for like $102 less than that or something like that.
Okay.
So the county had to pay out like $110, I don't know, something. It was under $150.
So the first portion of the roof was $9,000, then this was
the secondary, the flat for $10,500.
And these monies were from the insurance from TAC?
No, these are county monies.
Okay, county
well, monies. The money from TAC is county money too. We're paying them. So. Yeah.
And the person that gave us the bid was Southwestern, or what was it, office?
South Texas Building Construction.
And their bid was $9,000.
On the initial roof,
the first bid.
Yes.
And then, so, see,
I'm trying to understand this, because if the guy, the person that did the work, they went and did the work, so okay, it's going to cost you all, it's going to be $9,000.
Correct.
So they didn't see the other portion of the roof, and then they came back and said, no, it's going to be additional.
When we went out for bids, it was just for the first roof.
Okay, where's the first roof?
That's the slanted roof on the east side.
Robert, can you explain to me, sir, where's the first roof? To the east side?
To the east side, that's the first portion.
Okay, that was $9,000.
Right. The second portion, that part where the truck sit, where the equipment sits.
Yes, sir.
That's the second portion. And that was a nightmare. It was foam, it was rock.
Sure.
And it was not included in the bid?
No.
No, it wasn't. That's what I'm saying.
It was not included in the bid.
So really it was the...
So total, well, we paid, well, $10,500 plus $100, $10,600.
Yeah.
Came out of county, it's county building.
Yeah. So. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Ruben. All right, Judge.
Thank you very much. Any other comments or questions?
No, sir.
Great. Just to clarify, these are monies that are in the 2017 budget, and it was under the threshold for requiring approval since it was a budgeted item, and that's why we went ahead and moved forward with it. Considering the rain, I'm kind of glad we did. Okay, that was just a discussion item. So time is now 10:16, and we are going to close, go into executive session for discussion, consider and approve the stipend for Dante once that's paid for the 58 days he has overseen the maintenance supervisor duties. No decisions will be made in closed session. Time is 10:23, and we are back in open session. We discussed the item in closed session. It is not an item in open session, so we're going to bring it back and vote on it at the appropriate time. We will also at that time bring a policy change dealing with long-term absences of supervisors. Okay? Is there a motion to adjourn? Motion by Commissioner Vargas, second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passed.